boom, 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 boom. We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh, inspiration delivered. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. As a bonus little treat, because there's going to be no podcast of today's show, because we are doing Constantly in the Clouds, we are going to give you guys an Easter egg in the form of a special Raptor Raw for your podcast today.
Have a good weekend, guys. See you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a weird world we all live in at the moment, where you can't buy toilet paper or rice. But don't worry, Carrie's got a plan.
I was buying bread-making flour, thinking I'll start making my own bread.
That's the first thing you said to me. You showed me a picture of something that has been on the shelf since the Great Depression. Because ever since then, everyone's gone, well, we'll make our own
bread.
But
I couldn't get yeast, so I can't make my bread yet. So I've got the flour, but I don't have the yeast. Anyway,
can't wait
I've got
to taste
really
that
creative.
Yeastless homemade bread. We're having unleavened bread and nothing for dinner. Oh, great, thanks, Bickers.
Now, Tommy hasn't been panic buying, so we played a game trying to guess whether you guys were hoarders like Carrie or hopeless like Tommy.
Lynn, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do for work?
I work in the chemist.
Oh, you should ask Lynn about what you wanted to talk about before.
About which bit?
Yeah,
not having
it.
Oh, yeah, Lynn, I haven't stocked up on Preventer because I'm hopeless. Am I going to be able to get my Serotide?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Oh, good on you, Lynn.
There's some coming in all the time.
This is great. Lynn, I think with your attitude...
Yeah, I reckon she's hopeless, but in a good way.
Yes, I reckon you're hopeless. Are you hopeless?
I'm certainly hopeless.
Good on you, Lynn. Is this because you know you've got access to all the good gear?
Yeah, sure.
So Lynn's going to be all right, and so will Tommy, because he's got grand magic plans for lockdown.
Trying to learn new magic tricks. I thought if we're going to get locked down, I want to come out with a new trick.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to get really big on TikTok.
Is it when you're going to get big on TikTok?
Or get on TikTok.
I didn't think there was anything that could make magic look sadder.
TikTok.
However, Tommy's magic may need a bit more practice, if this trick is any indication.
You've got three cups, red, yellow, blue, and you've got three little fluffy balls. Yeah. I think I saw part of your trick then. Yeah, I saw the extra ball. It's going well so far.
Damn it.
You showed it to me yesterday.
It was really good.
And I've been wondering all night where the fourth ball came from. Now I know.
So while Tommy's brushing up his magic skills, this guy, Tim, went viral for his lockdown plans.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
And we crossed to him live from that lockdown.
G'day, g'day.
How's lockdown going?
Yeah, just so exciting, man.
What's it like up there? How are people doing in general?
Dude, I'm stuck inside.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm asking a bloke in isolation.
Are you locking down with Emma? Where's Emma? Oh, What's she up to?
Yeah, no, great, man. She's going to go stay with her mum for a bit.
Maybe it could be like a partner swap thing, a house swap thing.
If that's a proposition, Karen.
Yep, Tim and Bickers are sorted, but what are you guys looking forward to in lockdown?
Camping in the backyard with the kids.
That'll be fun for one night, Dave. What about the other 20?
Yeah, well, they've already started to ask if they can camp tonight. It's like, no, give us a break.
Don't peak too soon.
This sounds an elaborate plot for someone who has run out of toilet paper and has to convince their kids to wipe their ass with leaves.
And while we've all been reminded to wash our hands more and maintain social distancing, with the aid of a video montage, I reminded Carrie and Tommy of one more important thing. Please don't touch your face in the studio.
Oh.
I'm doing a lot of scratching my nose. Oh, now I'm digging in my mouth.
Oh, I just ate something. And now you're stroking your mustache. You're just tracing a line around your lips.
I just put my head in a toilet.
Yep, COVID-19 is certainly changing our habits and forcing us to change our plans, like poor Pippa, who had to cancel her hen's party.
The only thing is, we have ordered about 200 dick cookies, so you're going to have to try and eat all of those.
I'm assuming that's the design and not the flavour.
Oh, I'm happy with both. Do you guys want me to bring some in for you?
I mean, I feel like I can't take them home. The kids might find that funny, I guess.
You know what's funny about them? As they get stale, they get harder.
Oh, stop it!
So Bickers was offended by that chat, but then brought us this tidbit.
A bit of self-love might be a very productive way to spend time in isolation as it boosts your immune system and raises your white blood cell count. That is all. It's science. I was just going to bring you some scientific information.
If it boosts your immune system, I must be invincible.
Okay, stop that.
So if you aren't sick of coronavirus yet, maybe you're sick of some of the language already.
I'd never heard the term flatten the curve, and now I'm hearing it every single hour. Cameron, are you sick of hearing it?
I've never heard it until now.
You don't know what flatten the curve means, Cameron?
Not at all. Please
Cameron,
explain.
You're just me 2 weeks ago because I'd never heard it because...
Why do you explain it to Cameron?
I think this is where I work out that I don't really get it.
Well, that doesn't help me.
Cameron, there's a if you picture...
Gotcha.
It means getting less people not all getting infected at once, so we spread that rate of infection out. So instead of it being a big spike, we try and flatten that spike down so it's a low-lying hill
so
instead of a giant mountain.
Yes. Care
can cope
and everything.
Yes, okay. So we don't swamp the healthcare system or flood the healthcare system. Does that make any sense?
That helps. So we need to flatten the curve then.
Yeah, we need to.
So that's it from us. Stay safe, stay home, stay a metre and a half from everyone, and stay kind. We'll be back Monday to help navigate this crazy world together.
Now that the Gary and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight,
tomorrow, and the next.
With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door.
HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.